Mark Lockhart, a landscape architect and board member of the Tree Council, recently launched a petition to save a century-old Pohutukawa tree in Mount Eden. Lockhart says the mature tree is at risk of being felled due to the Auckland Council leaving it off the protected tree schedule. The Environmental Court has now granted an interim enforcement order. Lockhart, who is also involved with Mana Rako, who rose from the Canal Road Avondale protest, believes that some form of tree protection should be reinstated to protect what is left of our urban Ngāhere in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Just first of all, can you tell our listeners about this Pohutukawa in Mount Eden that's at risk of being felled and why you're concerned about it?
Sure, yeah. The Pohutukawa is massive to start with. It's about 20 metres high and 20 metres wide. It sits on a sort of natural volcanic rock outcrop, which makes it even more impressive. And the tree was scheduled under the district plan, and then for some reason it was omitted from the unitary plan when they transitioned from one plan to another. And it's disappeared off the schedule, so it's no longer protected. This was just a human or clerical error. And so for the last, 2 weeks or so, I've been fighting to try and get something done to ensure that it was protected.
And what reasoning, if any, were you provided by the council for not reversing this error? And do you believe that these reasons are valid?
Well, originally I was advised that, or council acknowledged that it was an error, a clerical error, and they then told me that they couldn't do anything because it would require a plan change, which is time-consuming and very expensive. Since then, and I believe this is from the pressure and support from the ward councillors, the council had a meeting on Friday at 10 o'clock and the mayor said we need to do everything we can to retain this tree. So that was a bit of a turnaround. And at the same time, we've filed an interim injunction with the Environment Court so that the tree can't be removed until the Environment Court makes a decision about this, and this is tentatively being supported by the council, I believe. But a lot of this comes down to the owner and their, I guess I'd describe it as a moral compass, because when they purchased the site, the LIM report clearly showed that the tree was protected, it was scheduled. And so it's only through this error that the owner is potentially able to take advantage of that.
So then what conversations would you want to be having with the property developer?
Well, I haven't had any yet, but I'd love to. I guess the starting point is for them to acknowledge that this tree is important to the community and it's an important asset. And I don't know whether they appreciate that. I haven't had that conversation yet. The second part of the conversation would be, have they or can they or are they willing to consider alternative ways of developing the site? I think they may be looking into this, but I'm not perfectly sure about that. You know, there's potential to integrate the tree into the site, and I presume that's what his intention was originally when he purchased the property, because he knew the tree was scheduled.
So what is the response from the community and other people responding to your petition been so far?
It's been overwhelming. I mean, it's one tree in one community, and the locals have rallied around, and I haven't looked lately, but there were, I think, around 1,600 signatures on the change.org site. And we've also just started up a petition to raise money for, give a little petition to save money for, sorry, raise money for the legal costs. And yeah, and there are a whole heap of organisations that are involved with trying to protect trees throughout Auckland that have been involved.
I just wanted to also talk to you a bit about changes to the Resource Management Act, which removed a lot of these blanket tree protections. What are your thoughts on this?
Our tree protection rules were removed in 2012 by the national government. Since then, obviously the Labor government has had an opportunity to restore these rules. They haven't. My view is that we need some form of protection for trees, because at the moment we're losing our big trees at an alarming rate. And I'm not saying they need to reinstate the same tree protection rules that they had previously, but the council, as a starting point, needs to firstly acknowledge that this is an issue for the city, our amenity and our communities and the ecology and climate change, and then work out a way of protecting these trees. The reality is that the number of significant, healthy, large trees in Auckland is really dwindling at a rapid rate. And so, you know, it's probably not a far off situation where you could almost protect every tree that met the criteria that is required for it to be scheduled.
Why is it so important to conserve mature trees? And is this something that's overlooked by a lot of people?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I kind of feel like people have lost touch with the natural environment. I don't know whether it's a kind of a colonial hangover whereby we go out into the regions or out to the west coast or up north to experience natural environment. But many, many people would agree with me that it's important to have nature in the cities. Trees, all the great cities of the world have magnificent trees. They have an amazing street tree framework. I actually believe Auckland is really lagging behind here, and we're not getting good governance or guidance from the council. I don't believe their tree decisions about tree planting are great. You know, there's a simple rule, right tree, right place. You know, when you have an opportunity to plant a big tree, which is not, there aren't that many areas in the city because our city is becoming so intense, to plant a big tree. So when you have an opportunity to do that, then that's what we should be doing.
Has this situation exposed issues with the council's protected trees schedule, and what are these issues?
Yeah, I think it has. It's I mean, I think there've been various mistakes. I don't understand this fully, but I think there were mistakes that were protected, so that were corrected through, I think it was Plan Change 29, where there were mistakes with the addresses that were associated with the scheduled trees. You know, they would, simply the address was wrong for the scheduled tree, so people would remove a tree believing that it wasn't scheduled, but it was just the address was incorrect. I don't know how many other areas like Eglinton there are whereby it's simply, the tree just simply slipped off the scheduled list from the district when they transitioned from the district to the unitary plan. But there was a situation also where two pecan nuts that were scheduled were removed in Avondale, and a total and utter mistake. And I'm not sure what happened there, but that was a tragedy. And there are a few situations like that.
Can you also talk to me a little bit about what the Tree Council does and what work they're doing to protect these trees?
Sure. Yeah, the Tree Council are very active in identifying and picking up on situations whereby trees, and notifying the public and getting the message out there. They're also constantly looking at ways and lobbying council to actually step up and do something to provide a greater level of protection for trees. And I guess critical here is whether this comes from the government or whether it comes from council. Maybe the answer is somewhere in between, where council and the Labor government get together and work out some way of protecting trees. Sadly, it seems that there's a lot of time and energy spent fighting fires, and, you know, the Tree Council is not a large organisation, you know, fighting fires rather than actually having the opportunity to create change. I mean, even fighting for this Eglinton Pohutukawa has taken an enormous amount of time and energy just to get council to finally listen, because if we hadn't carried on hassling, I guess, and pressuring the council, I'd say the tree would be long gone, or would have probably been gone by now.
And what motivated you personally to be involved in this project in particular, or in the protection of trees in general?
Well, I'm a landscape architect and I've loved trees since I was a child, and I've witnessed for the last, since 2012, the slaughter of trees throughout our city. So, you know, when you see the landscape changing before your eyes, then you know, you either get frustrated and angry, or you try and do something. And I'm lucky enough; I've got the time and the opportunity to spend some of my time trying to protect these trees. I'm really concerned about the quality of our urban environment and the lack of urban trees. I personally believe that when we had blanket tree protection rules, they were difficult to manage, and I think the public probably found them quite difficult to understand and appreciate. And I believe that we need to protect trees, but we shouldn't just bring back exactly the same rule protection methodology. We need to be smarter than that. And I think the other thing which is really critical here, in my opinion, is that what happened previously is the council, when somebody was about to buy a property, they did a due diligence, they got an arboricultural report, and the arborist identified trees that could be retained realistically, and they were integrated into development. But most importantly, they affected what a developer would pay for the site. And Canal Road is a classic example of this, where the property, according to the real estate agent, was worth $2 million less with the trees on it. And that is really, really sad, but that is the case at the moment. All sites, many, many sites, most sites, are just cleared completely of the trees because you can get more apartments onto them and make more money out of it. And I acknowledge that we need housing, but there needs to be a greater balance. The other thing is that the council, in my opinion, mismanaged tree protection rules. They made it really difficult for people to remove trees, which perhaps they should have reasonably been able to remove. But at the same time, trees that should have been kept were ultimately consented. I think most tree consents were granted, but what concerns me is that the mayor and the council say that they are lobbying the Labor government to reinstate tree protection rules, but I think if they acknowledge that they are part and have been part of the problem, then maybe they will take more responsibility for it.